Praise the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, sorry. Praise the Lord. Good morning. You are listening to Kingdom Empowered, Inc., Blog Talk Radio program. Our founder and host, Minister Donna Wortham, is not here with us today. They will be utilizing their family member, and we are asking that everyone listening will keep them lifted up before our Heavenly Father in prayer. You are listening to Reverend Betty Shelby. I am joined by co-host Minister Belinda McKenzie and Minister Teresa White. Our discussion for today is spirit, soul, and body. Spiritual awareness is our series today, our first series today. We will be providing an overview of the spirit, soul, and body. Minister Teresa, can you please open us up in prayer today?
Yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift you up and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for using us this day. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercy, using us as chosen vessels to deliver your word, Lord Jesus. We ask that you order our steps in your word, Lord Jesus, and give the people ears to hear and hearts to receive what thus says the Lord, to enable each and every person to not only be hearers of your word, Lord Jesus, but doers, ready and willing to live holy and receive salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the food we're about to receive, Lord Jesus. Let it nourish our bodies in Jesus' name. Help us to grow in Christ Jesus, no longer being as babies requiring the milk, but growing up to be able to digest the meat of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Now let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Today is our discussion today is going to be on spiritual awareness. And I would like to open up the floor to Minister Belinda to start us out.
Okay. Betty, can you read Genesis, the second chapter, verse 7.
Okay, you said Genesis, the second chapter?
Chapter, verse 7.
Second chapter, verse 7. Yes, I can. Just one second here. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
Yes. Okay, so the body was formed first, and we know that it was formed out of clay. I mean out of the dirt. Out of the dirt, and God breathed into his breath, into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. So you get the body, the soul, and the spirit. But it's not the Spirit of God when we receive Jesus into our heart, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we're born of the Spirit. So that's not now when he was made. He had a spirit. Okay. And in the body and the soul and the spirit, becoming aware of what that consists of. The body and the soul and the spirit, they're three things, but there are many dimensions to the body, to the soul, and to the spirit. ready, why don't you read, like, Chronicles 1, Corinthians 1, 9, and 24?
Which one, First or Second Chronicles?
First Chronicles 9 and 24.
First Chronicles?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 9. Just one second here. And verse 24. Second
mm-hmm.
Chronicles, I mean, First Chronicles chapter 9, verse 24.
Yes.
The gatekeepers were assigned to four directions, the east, west, north, and south.
Okay. These are some of the scriptures we had were given as references. Go to Jeremiah 52 and 23.
One second. Jeremiah, what?
52 and 23.
52?
Uh-uh. 52 and 23.
Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 23 says, there were 96 pomegranates on the sides, all the pomegranates all around on the network were 100.
Okay. That, I don't know why she gave us that. Ezekiel 42.
Ezekiel 42?
Yeah, 16 to 20. Trying to see
Ezekiel 42, 16?
Yeah, 16
through 20.
To 20.
Ezekiel 42, Ezekiel chapter 42, starting with verse 16, it said, he measured the east side with the measuring rod. 500 rods of the measuring rod all around. He measured the north, 500 rods, by the measuring rod all around. He measured the south side, 500 rods, by the measuring rod.
Okay.
He came around to the west side and measured 500 rods by the measuring rod. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long and 500 wide, to separate the holy areas from the common.
From the common. Separating the holy from the common. Okay, so there was a boundary from the common and to the holy. Okay. Well, I know everything in God has an order, and everything that God did was specific. And when he created man, he set it in boundary, in an order, the body, soul, and spirit. And that we're made of those three components in the beginning. But there's much more to that. And what I got last night when I was praying to make it more simple so we could understand.
Amen.
It's like your body, your mind is part of your body. And they would call it your brain. But it's still locked up into your whole spirit man. Okay? If you go to a store, a grocery store, or you're buying things, you become familiar with things, your mind will look at it through your eyes. Your eyes is a part of the body. And your eye will look at the object. Your mind will memorize it. you'll have, if you eat a fruit, your mind looks at the color. It remembers the color of the fruit. It has the smell. Your nose will also register the smell of the fruit. Your taste will identify that fruit by the taste. These are all connected to your body. And it all goes into your brain. And you learn all of these objects. If you buy something, you put it up in the cabinet, your mind computes, your hand computes where it's at, all of these things. Your brain will tell. Even your brain, your mind is connected to your organs.
Amen.
Your visual, your thought pattern. It's all of these systems are connected. Just like your body is connected to you, in the spirit realm there's a connection. Your soul, all of these things have a purpose. I'm trying to stay focused on what God showed me. If you become, you see something and it agitates you, and this agitation, the thought goes in, it brings an experience, whether good or bad. It can trigger an emotion. The emotion can trigger anger. And your body can act out in the anger. It makes the heart, your body, all these senses in your mind, it can make your heart start pounding faster, making your blood pressure go up. So all of these things are connected. One connects the other to the other. It's like a baby. When a baby is born, it has no experience other than the womb. Once it comes out of the womb, it begins to develop. It learns by touching, tasting. That's why they're always sticking stuff in their mouth. By smell, hearing noises, trying to associate some of the noise, that this means comfort, the mother's voice, her arms, her touch. But that is the cardinal senses, the senses that are in the cardinality of the body, the outer part of the body. And just like God had a temple, there was an outer part. Anybody want to add something? We had, when we talk about the spirit becoming aware, man has a spirit, and that spirit was created to know God, to access God, to invite God in.
Amen.
And once that takes place, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he said you cannot be born again until you are born of the Spirit. Then another Spirit comes, and that's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. And we have, there's a Holy Spirit, and then there's an evil spirit. This body, when we left fellowship in the garden, this body became corrupt. So there has to be a renewing within you.
Amen. Amen.
Betty, do you have anything? Because I have to get my mind situated on something else, too. Mm. Teresa, do you have anything?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
As we have heard about our how our body is made and put together, and that it has boundaries and honor. Amen. Minister Teresa, do you have anything?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. The body, you know, it's certainly more than a shell. It is the cooperating partner for the spirit. The body, if you will, I would say, is married to the spirit. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the body takes on the condition of the spirit. And when the soul is in a state of distress, so is the body in distress. And when we pray, the body is receiving that divine influence. When there is sin, the curse fulfills itself in the soul and body at the same time. And I'd like to share with the listeners a short reading from Leisure Hours. And this reading is talking about the body and the soul having a conversation. And it goes as follows. "Brother," said the soul to the body, "we must part shortly, and now let us reckon together." "Well, let us reckon, sister," said the body. "You," said the soul, "have been active in labor and toiled late and early and gathered much gold. Will you keep it with you, or shall I take it with me?" said the soul. "Well, alas," said the body, "how can I take it among the darkness and dust and corruption of the grave? What will it profit me there?" "Well, nay," said the soul, "but how can I carry it where earth and earthly things are not suffered to enter?" "True, then shortly it shall be neither mine nor thine," said the body sorrowfully. "Our reckoning is not over," said the soul. "How are we to meet again? Will it be in sorrow or will it be in joy?" The soul said, "You have never allowed me to look heavenward, but have robbed me of my freedom and used all my power to help you get gold." "Well, alas," said the body, "you tempted me, and now you reproach me. What if we should meet as fellow tormentors, bound together for eternal misery?" said the soul. Well, then the body said, "I am defiled as you are, and you have never called for our cleansing. I am without a right to heaven as you are, and you have never cared for our entrance to it. So then, this gold will be our mocking accuser in eternity, and I shall reproach you forever with having destroyed me to gain it." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, our body, with its many parts, is the temple where Christ must dwell. And like the temples of old, those parts can be broken down and destroyed from lack of care. Satan can be allowed to sift us as wheat. In our physical bodies, we must render care for it, cleanse it, nourish it, protect it, clothe it, exercise. All of this necessary to build our temple holy and acceptable for God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 16 through verse 16, it says, "Who is the head? Christ, from whom the whole body joins and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Amen. So all things we find right there, our bodies have to work together in love and not against each other. Amen?
Amen.
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So when our bodies work together, we can give praise to our Heavenly Father for how it is working together in strength and not being in strength and in love and embracing that together, our bodies heal itself. Whatever tries to come against it, it actually pushes it off and heals itself. But we also know that as we take our bodies and misuse our bodies, then we have now entered into another realm, which our body now fights against itself. And we know who that is. That's our adversary, the devil, the father of lies. And it says in John chapter 8, I'm trying to get that right now, verse 44, it talks about the father of lies. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. Amen.
Amen.
For he is a liar and the father of it. Amen. So right there, when we allow things that are wrong to enter into our body, whether it's to feel pleasure, to hide sadness, from our bodies being, from our minds being pressured by or oppressed by negative things, our father of lies, which is the devil, comes, what he does is to kill, steal, and destroy, puts a part of or introduces drinking, drugs, sexual perversion, cutting yourself, suicide. All these things come to work against your body, and your body's trying to fight the good fight of faith by trying to repair itself by saying, I love you, and I want, that's not of us. But at times the devil, when we allow him to come in, overpowers the good part of our body, and it decreases, the good part decreases. Then we have the effects of liver disease, kidney diseases, different forms of our body just decides to shrink and don't want to function anymore, which eventually causes death. But praise be to God that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by his blood, we can pray as pray as the righteousness of God and ask God to come in and help this person, help our bodies to be healed, to be restored in Jesus' name. And help us to rebuke the enemy and to let God arise within us and let him repair our bodies, that they will be as they supposed to function. Amen?
Amen.
And I go back to that spiritual awareness. When you say that word, spiritual awareness, being aware of what God created it for.
Amen.
And it goes back to my people perish for lack of knowledge. When we we don't understand what our bodies were made for, what our soul was created for, what our spirit man is created for, then we're in a form of dying. We're spiritually, our soul's hunger. You know, the scripture says, he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. If a soul, if we don't understand that our soul was created to worship God, we go around trying to feed ourselves, the inner inside. We go and buy clothes. We go and buy objects to make us happy. We say, I need this, I need that. And every time we get it, there's a voice. And then we get depressed and sad. Some people live a life and they find no meaning in it. And they get so depressed, they say, well, why am I alive? You know, I might as well kill myself. Not understanding that that soul, you're made to eat of the word of God. Nothing can fulfill that void but Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
You have spiritually unaware. You're not aware who you are and why God created you. The soul hungers after something to worship, something more than itself, the body, more than the body. You can't live by everything of the world and not have Christ, because that's just the outer part. The body is the nothing but the outer part of your soul is spirit that dwells inside. Your spirit is an entity in itself, and it's created to worship God, to know God, to fellowship with God, to be in love with God. There's no love that you could find that will give you that take away that void, to give you a love that goes beyond understanding. You can love, but without God in that, there's an emptiness. People look at a partner and they say, well, I've grown out of love with them. I no longer do this. I know. It's because the not being spiritually aware of who you are and who is the creator of love. How can love be made in the deafness? How can things or unhealthy be torn away and then built? The Lord said, if you build the house, if the Lord doesn't build the house, you build it in vain.
Yeah.
This spiritual awareness. But God, if you never were around anybody and you existed without any knowledge, your spirit man will tell you, when you experience cold, you're going to find something to put on your body to keep it warm. That's the mortal body. When the pains of hunger, your brain tells you, by going down, sending signals to the stomach, making it cramp, that you're hungry. It's time to feed this vessel.
Yeah.
You'll look for something to eat. The body will crave affection because love is nourishment to the soul, spirit, and body. So if God puts that in there, but he says you cannot stay within just that frame. You cannot just stay in the body, stay in the soul. Without these things being nurtured and fed, people are perishing. And they don't understand. He said, being spiritually aware, discerning what God is saying to you.
Amen.
We express they have shown scientifically children that were in an orphanage, that weren't held, weren't nurtured. When we give food is in some cultures, when a family sits down And the food, the mother or the father, it could be uncle, father, whatever. There's no such thing as just women cooking. It's a culture that you can cook, anybody can cook. And when the family gets together and puts all of that together and puts it on the table, eating. But we're not just eating. We feel the love that was put in that food. It does something to the body, the soul, and the spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
God says, when we become to that knowledge, that awareness, that spiritual knowledge, that he just didn't create us in that dimension. That's why he said, when Adam ate and Eve ate that apple, death entered into the garden. That disconnection. Then Jesus came, and when he says, eat of my body, drink of my blood, and in remembrance, because it gives life. The things of God nourish the spirit man. It makes there's a Holy Spirit and an evil spirit, a corrupt spirit, a holy body and a corrupt body. If man and woman stay in that mortal body and only learn how to nurture that body by the fleshly way and don't allow that body, that spirit man, to become spirit. The same way we develop, we taste things, we learn, we start developing a desire for a certain kind of food. I might savor this one better than I like this one. Then you start to desire. You want to buy it more. I favor this one. I like to buy this more than I like to buy this. I like to do this more than I do this. Without the Spirit of God, you are the enemy will give you pathways, and you will desire things that will not feed your soul, will not feed your spirit, or will make your body become more corruptible. That's why he said, sit at my table, eat at my table, drink of my blood, eat of my body. He took the mortal body and crucified it on the cross. And he rose 3 days and entered into heaven later and received the celestial body, his holy body.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because the corruptible body no longer could benefit people. People were dying from sin, not knowing who they were, becoming fiercely perishing for lack of knowledge. You go back to the scripture, he said, the Lord is the potter, and we are the clay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Going back to the beginning, when he created man from the dust of the earth, telling us to come back. He is the creator. He takes out the infirmities, the impureness of our soul, of our spirit, and come to him. Unless ye be born again, you can no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that is a place of knowledge and wisdom. It teaches, it makes you spiritually aware. It makes your soul prosper. It makes your health prosper. It makes you receive the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. And he comes in and dwells with you. And then that is the beginning of the wisdom and knowledge of God, of the outer shell now knowing who and what it is, the soul and the spirit. Now developing the mind of Christ, developing the spiritual ear, developing the spiritual taste, the longing, hunger and thirst after, what is the scripture? Hunger and thirst after Christ. First,
right.
Seek ye the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Hunger. Okay, give me the scripture, guys.
So hunger and thirst after what?
Yeah.
Hunger. The kingdom of heaven and all these things be added to you. But you have to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
Hunger
Amen.
And thirst. Does he say hunger and thirst? Those are senses of the body. He's now teaching you, you can't live by this bread alone, this worldly system, or you're going to perish. But he said he came to give us life and life more abundantly. Okay, Lord, being spiritually aware, what do you mean by that? He says you eat the, all of those things, you won't be satisfied. But after the wisdom and the knowledge and being spiritually aware, he then tells us, he said, you can eat, and the portion that I give you, he tells you to be happy.
Yes.
God has given you, you will begin to understand the value of it. Then it's sweet to you. It tastes good. You're not saying, I've done all this and it's not good enough. I'm still not happy. You will learn when you become spiritually by the body, soul, mind, and spirit. No longer is in that one fleshly thing. It goes to another dimension. And then you can be content in all things. And whatever state you're in, you can be content. Because the body has learned that I can eat these things and be happy. I can be in my
Amen.
House and be because you've gone to another place by the Spirit. The mind, the ear, the body, and the soul are no longer the same. Because you have become spiritually aware that you were created and there's another dimension. It's just like a child. A child doesn't stay on his knees forever unless something has been defective in it. He will learn how to walk, or she will learn how to walk. They'll crawl, they'll walk. Some of them get up and just walk. Then the person will go to another dimension. It's a process of growth.
Amen.
Amen.
That was Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen.
And they read a little bit more down.
They shall be filled. Just one moment here.
They shall be filled. Filled by what? By food? This is a spiritual food. They will be filled by the Spirit, by the things of God that no food, natural food, can fulfill. No natural thing can fulfill this.
Amen.
It's by the Spirit. My people perish for lack of knowledge. God wants the body of Christ to be spiritually aware. Why am I feeling this way? I go to church every day. You know, I go every Sunday. I may go Wednesday. I read my Bible. The Bible is black and white. But that black and white has to become spiritual. Those words have to become alive. not just about learning and never coming to the understanding. When understanding and the wisdom and knowledge of God comes, life comes. This word comes off of that Bible, and you will see the evidence and the power of God in your life. And that's where people, God's people, because when we're not taking them in the depthness to understand that the soul has is a reason. What is the reason? What is the purpose? Where am I to go, God? Where does this lead you? What is the process, Lord, that I can see what God says?
Amen.
You know, what makes you desire drugs? There's a spirit going on. And if you condemn yourself, when Christ has not come to condemn you, He came to give you life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
But if in just the body, when you're not connecting your soul to God, and your spirit is not being fed, and not acknowledging that you got to praise God. Praise is a powerful tool. And it's a place of praise that God has to take you in to teach you. Let me show you how to truly praise Him. These are keys that unlock the kingdom of heaven. And revelation and knowledge comes out of that. For you, specifically for you. This word is for every individual soul. God knows how He created you, and He knows how to unlock what was in you from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister, Minister Teresa, you have anything to add to that?
Yes, I do. It's Titus 1:15-16. It tells us that unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being disobedient and into every good work reprobate. And we're not to let sin reign in our bodies. And that word reign means to exercise kingly power or control. We must stop allowing the sin nature to reign as king in our mortal body. We're responsible to keep sin off the throne of our hearts and not obey our lusts of the flesh. And obey is from the Greek word apokos. The word means answer, a knock at the door. And it is the doorkeeper whose duty it is to listen for the signals of those who wish to enter and admit them if they're entitled to do so. And so we're not to answer the knock of sin when it knocks and give it a hearing where it can sway us into carnality. Like 1 Peter 2:11 says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." Romans 6:12, it indicates that sin can reign in our bodies if we allow it. Let not sin reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. So greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Paul talked about the battlefield of the body in Romans 7.
in Romans 7 and 18, it says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." In Romans 7 and verses 22 through 25, it says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with that flesh the law of sin." You know, Christ empowers us to keep him on the throne of our hearts. And we're not to yield our members. And the word members indicates, you know, the parts of the body. We're not to yield the members. Our hands, our feet, eyes, ears, not yielding to sin. And yield is from that Greek word horistime. It means to prefer, to present, or to put at one's disposal. Our bodies should not be put at sin's disposal. And the idea of struggling is behind that word yield. It's a struggle to fight against sin and to have self-control over our body. It is a constant battle. But let us be prayerful and know that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And our body Amen. Is a weapon for spiritual warfare. Amen. This idea is reflected in the Psalms when a man's children is compared to arrows. Blessed is the man who has his quiver full. Your hands, feet, tongue, eyes, ears, and appearance can be used to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Satan, sinful, fluffy ways can destroy our life. And that destruction is a sobering thought, isn't it? Gossip,
mm-hmm.
sensuality, immorality, lying, cheating, stealing, drunkenness, drug abuse. These are activities performed by people who have yielded their bodies as weapons for Satan's use. And they are not only hurting themselves when they do this, but hurting other people. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living, thank you, Jesus, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is our reasonable service. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, is the potter. We are the clay. And we are to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. The body is the temple. And how do we know that our body is God's temple? We know that because every word, hallelujah, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is truth. And he tells us, so let us hear. In that old dispensation of the law, the Bible tells us that the tabernacle, and later the temple, was given over entirely to God for his sacred use. And they called it holy because they were set apart and used for God's purpose and glory alone. It symbolized the house of God on earth. But now, under our new dispensation of grace, the Christian is now called God's temple. And it is crucial for the believer to yield their whole life without any reserve, over to God. We are God's temple.
Amen.
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 Like,
praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Say something. You know, there's somebody out there listening, and you have tried to live as a good person. You try and you say, I just want to do what's right. And you're struggling to do what's right. And you're having a hard time. And what Teresa said, with so many dimensions to it, no man, no woman can do this in themselves. You'll struggle without victory. He said, not by might, but by the Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
Only can God's Spirit keep you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I am your buckler. I am your weapon of war. I am
yes.
your fortress. I am your rock.
Thank you,
your
Jesus.
Man, I don't care how much, honey, and I know you out there because I'm talking to you by the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You cried a many tears. I mean crying with all your heart because you want to live. You might not know the Word of God, and you want to live, come out of this world. It cannot be done other than by Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Thank you, Jesus.
The old law was not. The laws of this world are old, and they cannot keep you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care how much education you get. I don't care how many lovers you get, unless you come through the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are not. You know Christian. Paul came to the knowledge that war was there, and he knew he was not capable. How did Paul reach that calling? He totally gave it over to God.
Yeah.
Made God his leaning post. Let me tell you something. Jesus did it. When he got in that garden of Gethsemane, he seen the whoopings. He seen the cross. And he said, Father, impossible. Let this cup pass. Let it pass.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us said, Lord, impossible. Please get this away from me.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's some things, honey, people, you will go through. And it will not pass, but you'll have to go through it in Jesus Christ. That's why some of y'all are drinking. Some of y'all are eating crack, smoking it, doing all kinds of crazy things. And
Lord
inside crying, you know, what is wrong with me? Am I crazy? This is killing me. Yes, it is. Because God said man cannot live by bread alone. It is not possible to overcome these things. How Jesus Christ of Nazareth, without understanding, it is not by your might, your flesh. It is by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
You have to say, come out of darkness by the Spirit. Only the Spirit can take you out of darkness. You have to understand, be spiritually aware that you have to have Jesus. You have to have the Spirit of God to take you into a place of wholeness.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He realized God had appointed him to take that cup. He's seen you down the tunnel of time. He's seen you in the crack house. He's seen you in this house. He's seen you in this, whatever door you open up to the enemy. He's seen you. He's seen your latter state. And he said, Lord, he drank it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He said, I'm and they came and got him.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took it all on the cross. But
yes.
He acknowledged it. What, by flesh? No. The flesh wanted to not do it. Your flesh will kill you. But he had to submit by the Spirit. And he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. It was the will of God that your soul come to the knowledge, your mind, your spirit come beyond the first state. to enter in to the place of power, the place of wholeness, learning who you are.
Yes, Jesus.
Learning that your body is made for more than just this. That's why he said, having an ear to hear and eyes to see. But you cannot see in a cardinal eye. You cannot see in a ear in a cardinal ear. He said that's why when they came to Christ, if when you get born again, the scales are knocked off of your eyes.
Yes, Jesus.
Those eyes are blinded. You can't see in a cardinal eye that God has loved you from the beginning of time. That it wasn't God that hurt you. It wasn't God that did this to you. But the enemy, knowing this is a child of God, I must kill it, I must destroy it. My people perish for lack of knowledge. There comes a day when a soul is entered into the kingdom of heaven, and it's here on earth. It's in us, and coming to know who you are by the Spirit, knowing who God loves you. I'm talking about personally. Personally.
Yeah.
Being you, where you were, just didn't turn or know how to turn. I'm going to let go of that one. But amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're getting down to the 2-minute mark. Is there any questions out there? I'll open up the line to see if there's any questions. Can you please leave it down to at least a minute or so? Are there any questions out there for those who are listening? Okay. Well, you have been listening to Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., Blog Talk Radio Program. Our topic was spiritual awareness. Amen. On our series of Spirit, Soul, and Body. You have been listening to Reverend Betty Shelby, Minister Belinda McKenzie, and Minister Teresa White. And our founder and host is Minister Donna Wortham. Minister Belinda, can you pray for us as we close?
Amen.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, to help us all to understand in the depthness, God, of our creation, Father, and truly come to the understanding what it means to be spiritually aware. God, that we may walk in that life that you came to give us more abundantly.
Yes.
God, that we can come out, God. It is not what we've done or our past.
Thank you, Jesus.
But once we learn who we are, we'll tell the enemy, you can't live here no more. You can't come to my house no more. And those are the spirit doors, God, that she talked about. Not knowing that they're open, not seeing them. Lord, we'll shut them. We'll secure them. We'll set those boundaries to know that we are made more than for this. Lord, I pray for every soul, God, that has been on this airline. But Lord, you love them. This is not about us, God. We pray to bring what you wanted us to bring, God. And, Lord, with all our shortcomings, we are stepping out by faith, God. But, Lord, it's not who we are or what we cannot do or what we can do. It's what you can do through all your people, Lord. And, God, we pray that every individual know that they matter to God, that you are significant to him. He wouldn't have created you. That he holds you in dear love in Jesus' name. He was to send his only begotten son that his skin could be torn from his body.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Stuck in his head and that they would mock him and spit on him, Lord. He took all of that, God, for the people that are here in this world And he said that he wished not one would be lost, God. He said if a man have 99 sheep, God would go after that one. Whether it be cold, dark, whatever, God would go after us. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you be glorified. We ask, God, that every soul that's out there that's hungry and thirsting, God, that you will come in the midnight hour, in the morning hour, in the evening hour, God, and lift that soul up and bring them to the table, God, that you created them from their birth and say, eat here, my dear one. I've longed to see you at my table. Come, I'll take away the pain. But Lord, you said you came to mend the brokenhearted. You came to set the captives free, Lord.
Yes.
God, thank you, God, that they will understand, God, that you are able to erase all things, God, all pain, God, that they can come and drink of the new wine, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that they can feel that spiritual lifting up, God, is more greater than any drug, God, and it doesn't kill you. It gives you what you need, Lord, Father. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, come to them, God. Please, Lord Jesus, and love them into the kingdom of heaven, God, and take care of them, Father. Lord Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Father. Lord, we pray because we know, God, you did it for us, Lord. We have felt the touch of the Almighty God. Father, in the weakest times, God, you said we are made strong, God, because you come in and you come with your mighty, God, your mighty power and your mighty angels that war, God, against darkness to let them know that you're there and you are right there by their side, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, you don't look at them in disgust. You look at them in the state, God, that they shall be if they just yield unto you, Lord Father. If they just yield unto you, God, you'll clean them and you'll make them, God, into the men and women that you'll call. And Diabo Sandariaki, we pray for the children, God. But Lord, you care for those children. Let those children, God, that are in bondage, God, that are living in fear, understand, though they be small, the God of heaven is mighty. And he'll hear their little cries. Cry out to the Lord, little children. But God is able to deliver you out of these things. God is able, wherever you are, he'll send his angels and open up doors no man can close. And close doors that no man can open. Trust him and try him. If you tried everything else, why don't you try God for yourself and see if he's real? Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, you said every knee, every son, God, will bow to you and confess that you are Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., Blog Talk Radio Program. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen.